This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Protests are expected to continue for a second day today as part of nationwide ice-out protests against federal immigration operations. One group of Denver students met at St. John's Cathedral and then marched to the Capitol. Mandy Hostetter teaches a constitutional law class at East High School.
They understand the three branches of government. They can name them. They can say what their powers are, what they can and can't do, and they see it being violated really often right now. They see violations of the Fourth Amendment, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the 14th. It goes on and on. And they want to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Later in the day, thousands of people gathered at La Alma Lincoln Park in Denver. They included speakers like State Senator Julie Gonzalez.
Genuinely, the energy here is electric. People fighting for our Constitution, fighting for democracy itself, and fighting for a just and humane immigration system.
There have been no reports of injuries or issues with police. Governor Jared Polis met with Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum Friday. He and six other River Basin governors met to discuss the future of the Colorado River.
We all know that years of litigation and uncertainty hurts the ability of the West to succeed in important enterprises ranging from data centers to agriculture to oil and gas, all of which are important water users.
The meeting comes as a February deadline looms for a river agreement. If states fail to reach one, the federal government will step in. This is CPR News and KRCC. Good morning.